Thank you so much. In just a minute, Carl relaxes by watching old episodes of Mad About You, starring Paul Reimser.
Ooh, good.
We're so beyond the bottom of the barrel now. We are. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Roy, there's a new trend among kids attending camp this summer, according to the New York Times. Campers are doing what more than ever before?
They're declaring bankruptcy.
They're walking away from their cabins. Just mailing the keys back in.
The cabins are underwater. That's all the kids are taking adjustable rate mortgages on their cabins at summer camp. No, to make this more outdoorsy, though, some of the kids do ride on the wings.
They fly in.
They fly in, yes, but on
private
planes. Yes.
Oh.
The kids are taking private planes.
Oh.
You know, while getting kids to summer camp is a chore, all that driving and having to spend hours and hours ignoring your BlackBerry while your child natters on. But nowadays, if you're rich and terrible, there's a solution. Private plane traffic is way up as more and more kids are flying from the New York area to sleepaway camps up in New England on private planes. Sure, the kids are spoiled, but once they get there, they're just normal campers. There's nothing like sitting around the campfire watching your maid slowly roast a marshmallow for you.
Some more has really worked for those kids.
Yeah. And for many kids now don't actually do arts and crafts. They become patrons of arts and crafts. Oh, Bobby has a fine collection of lanyards. It's really exquisite. His taste, honestly. Luke, dust storms known as haboobs are wreaking havoc all over Arizona, and Arizonans are calling out for help. What is the big problem?
You mean in addition to the haboobs?
Well, the problem is specific with the haboobs.
They're sad their kids are learning about haboobs on the streets instead of in a church or a family meeting.
No, I will tell you, it's because they hate the name Haboob. That's the problem.
That was kind of my... I inadvertently answered the question.
Haboob is an Arabic term for a desert thunderstorm, but the way Arizona is treating it, the word might as well be a Mexican.
Laughing at them, yes. Not with them.
Says one resident, quote, "I'm insulted that local TV news crews are saying haboob. How do our soldiers feel coming back and hearing some Middle Eastern term? Meteorologists are complying with Arizonans' concerns, and instead of haboobs, we'll be using the far more American term habazangas." Kiri, computers now act as our newspapers, our TVs, our social meeting place, and now, according to one alarming new study, computers have also replaced what in our lives?
Does this have anything to do with our love lives?
No.
No.
That happened.
Yeah.
That happened years ago.
Well, then I'm going to need a hint.
Well,
what were you going to say if it did have to do with it? I don't need to know. I just.
No, you really don't need to know.
You can see guys at Starbucks telling their laptop to stay and throwing it a treat.
They've become our pets?
They've become our dogs, specifically.
Our dogs?
Sure, dog. Yeah, dogs. They've replaced our dogs because dogs...
No, dogs are our dogs.
No, not for you, maybe, but not for many. I mean, dogs are cute and loyal, but when's the last time they showed you porn? According to a...
Have you been to the dog park?
Yeah, the dog park is quite a randy place.
According to a joint poll conducted by Britain's Computer Active magazine and their SPCA, 70% of adults said they rely more on their computers for companionship than their dogs. Hmm. The dogs are not giving up, though. A bunch of golden retrievers have worked out a way to bring their masters unwanted ads for herbal Viagra. Like, see, we can do it too. Luke, good news in Kabul. Just kidding. But there is news in Kabul. Pretty soon, Afghanistan will be getting its very own what?
What was the name of those storms in Arizona? No.
Haboobs.
Kabul will be getting its own... is this something American? Something that tends to be associated with the American lifestyle?
Actually, it is now, but it was originally British.
Ah, okay.
British, then America, many other countries. Now it's finally coming to Afghanistan.
The television show The Office.
Yes, they're getting their own version of The Office. Coming soon to Afghan TV, the Ministry, that's the country's own version of The Office. The Office has been franchised all over the world. It's been a success in France, Japan, Canada, even Germany, where it's just raw security cam footage of an office. But what will the Ministry be like? Well, it'll follow the office hijinks of Afghanistan's garbage ministry, and a lot of the classic gags we know from the shows we've seen will translate with a little, just a little Afghan tweak. Jim somehow seals Dwight's stapler in a bowl of Jell-O, then Dwight blows up Jim's desk.
And there Dwight Schrute is going to have an opium crop.